Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
May we have the blessing as Franciscans of the Immaculate to be able to celebrate an older liturgical feast, the Feast of the Espousal to Our Lady, of Our Lady to Saint Joseph. Not only do we celebrate it on a Saturday this year, which is the day of Our Lady, but we also celebrate it in the year the Church has dedicated to Saint Joseph in honor of the 150th anniversary of Saint Joseph being designated as patron of the Universal Church by Blessed Pope Pius IX, who, by the way, was a Third Order Franciscan, and he also is the one who proclaimed the dogma of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. So he was a wonderful pope, we say. In honor of his designating Saint Joseph as patron of the Universal Church, Pope Francis has declared this year, from December 8th of 2020 till December 8th of this year, to be the year of Saint Joseph, a saint which is obviously very dear to the Holy Father. He even wrote an apostolic letter at the end of last year, Patris Cordae, on Saint Joseph, which I'd encourage everyone to read. On Francis's papal coat of arms, there's the symbol of spikenard on the lower right-hand side, which is a flower that represents Saint Joseph. And to the left of that symbol, there's an eight-pointed star, which is a symbol of Our Lady. In Hispanic iconography, Saint Joseph was shown holding a staff that was topped with spikenard, or holding lilies. And according to tradition, the flowering staff was the sign given by God to the high priest at the time that Saint Joseph was to be Our Lady's spouse. So even the papal coat of arms points to today's special feast, the espousal of Our Lady to Saint Joseph. The marriage of Our Lady and Saint Joseph was characterized by the most beautiful virtues, and we'll just mention a couple of them here. The first one is chaste love, and the second virtue that especially characterized their marriage was spiritual fidelity and flexibility. So chaste love, you know, Our Lady and Saint Joseph never had sexual relations. That's why, for example, we refer to Our Lady in the Roman canon, the first Eucharistic prayer, we refer to her as the glorious ever-Virgin Mary. In Latin, it's Gloriosae semper virginis Mariae. Semper means she always remained a virgin. We even have the saying, we know the Marines, semper fi, right? Always faithful. Always means that Our Lady was always a virgin, very simply put. So Mary and Joseph observed perfect continence in their marriage, but they also had a pure love for each other at the same time. The opposite of chaste love is what St. Paul mentioned in last Sunday's second reading when he told the people of Corinth to avoid or flee from immorality. He said, 1 Corinthians 6:18. One of the lectors, you may have noticed it around here, made a slight mistake on that last week, and instead of saying avoid immorality, she said avoid immortality. No, immortality is actually a good thing, especially if you're heading in the right direction. It's a good thing. You can't avoid immortality even if you try. So the Greek word, St. Paul says avoid immorality. The Greek word for immorality is porneia. It's where we get the word pornography from, and it refers to all sexual immorality. So what's the difference between chastity and porneia? Believe it or not, it's the difference between night and day. The difference between night and day. Chaste love focuses on the good of the other person. Porneia uses other people as objects of selfish pleasure. Chastity opens up our hearts to selfless love, which is the love of God. It also opens up our eyes to the beauty and the importance of spiritual things. Porneia closes our minds and our hearts to the truth and to spiritual realities. Selfish and self-centered love, which is porneia, always looks for what it can get. Selfless, God-centered love, or chaste love, looks for what it can give, not for what it can get. Love is not self-seeking, says the apostle in 1 Corinthians 13:5. The chaste love of Our Lady and Saint Joseph also included an intense love for children, so intense that God himself desired to be raised by them, and he chose to grow up in their household, making their love all the more profound. So the chaste love of Our Lady for Saint Joseph and of him for her was mutual. It was a love characterized by a spirit of serving the other person and sacrificing oneself for them. Where there is, we've said it before, where there is service and sacrifice and doing what's best for the other person, then love can truly grow and flourish in that type of relationship. And that's how it was in the marriage of Our Lady and Saint Joseph. And the other virtue or virtues that which characterize their marriage, which we'll mention here, is the virtue of spiritual fidelity and flexibility. Fidelity means always being faithful to the law of God and to the law of Moses, as Our Lady and Saint Joseph were, even in the cases when they could have been exempt from the law. God was not only first in their lives, but he was also at the center of their lives as well. So spiritual fidelity. And spiritual flexibility means that Our Lady and Saint Joseph were always docile and open to the work of the Holy Spirit, even when his plans and viewpoint were not necessarily their plans or viewpoint. It means that they had an interior freedom and an availability which allowed them to always say yes to the Lord, even in the most unique circumstances. The opposite of spiritual flexibility would be spiritual rigidity. Where there's spiritual flexibility, life with God really is a beautiful adventure. Where there's spiritual rigidity, life with God becomes a dry obligation, you know, about as enjoyable as paying your taxes. So we want to try to be flexible with the Holy Spirit. Lastly, we can understand today's feast, the espousal of Our Lady, in terms of total consecration to her. In their espousal, Saint Joseph became totally consecrated to our Blessed Mother. Consecrated means that he was especially set apart for her. It comes from the Latin word consacrare. It's two words together. Con, which means with or together with, and sacrare, which means the sacred. So to be consecrated means to be placed or joined together with what is sacred and holy. That's exactly what Saint Joseph was. He was set apart by God and joined together to serve the Panhagia, as the Eastern Church calls her, the All-Holy Mother of God. Saint John Chrysostom says that Saint Joseph placed himself at the service of the entire plan of salvation, and he did that when he said yes to Our Lady. There's a difference also between being devoted to Our Lady and being consecrated to her. If I'm devoted to her, that means that my will is always ready to do some good for her or render her some service, like decorate the sanctuary with flowers on her feast days, or distribute miraculous medals to people, or pray her rosary every day, or belong to the Legion of Mary, for example. Those are signs of devotion to Our Lady. But if I'm consecrated to Mary, that means that I am once again literally set apart for her service, that my whole life is dedicated to her. So consecration is actually the highest form of devotion that you can have. It can even be seen as a form of spiritual espousal to Our Lady. We'll just close today's reflection by noting the seven reasons why we should consecrate ourselves to Mary according to St. Louis de Montfort. The first reason is this. He says, consecration to Mary is a complete and generous spoliation of ourselves, which means that it's an emptying out of ourselves and of all of our selfish inclinations. Two, he said, the consecration is a wonderful example of humility, and it imitates what the Blessed Trinity did in giving Jesus to Mary, and also what Jesus himself did when he remained dependent on Our Lady for 30 years before starting his public ministry. Thirdly, consecration to her assures the soul the maximum assistance on the part of Our Lady, who renders all of our actions more beautiful and more noble. Everything we do goes through her, becomes more beautiful, more noble in the eyes of God. Fourth reason, the consecration to Mary procures the greatest glory of God, because everything we have and are is offered to God by means of Our Lady, who knows very well where and in what measure consists the glory of God. So she knows what to do with all of our prayers and sacrifices and good works that we offer to her. She knows what to do with them better than we do. Fifthly, the consecration brings us to union with Jesus in a faster, easier, and more secure fashion. And remember that our perfection consists in our union with our Lord. Sixthly, consecration to Mary gives the soul a great interior liberty and even gains for our neighbors great spiritual goods and graces. And lastly, the consecration to Mary is an admirable means of persevering in doing what is good. So consecrating myself to Mary, placing in her hands my past, my present, and my future as well, my material goods, my spiritual goods, my body, my soul, my whole life, doing that, I can be sure that she will grant me more graces to carry out God's will. She will bless me in a special way in every work that I do. She'll bless it in a special way, and every prayer that I offer to God will be blessed even more by her, and she will use all the means at her disposal to make me a living reflection of her Son. I can be assured of that. And for those of you who are interested, there is even a consecration to Saint Joseph as well, which is being promoted by Father Don Calloway, and that may be a fitting thing to do, given that we're in the year of Saint Joseph, so it's certainly something to pray about. So let's ask Our Lady today if she would like us to do what Jesus and Saint Joseph did, if she would like us to consecrate ourselves to her as well. I doubt that anyone who's ever consecrated themselves to Our Lady has ever regretted doing so. Certainly not Saint Joseph, and certainly not our Lord, for that matter. So perhaps today on her feast day, we can ask her if she would like us to do that as well. And for those of us who are already consecrated to Our Lady, let's renew that consecration and dedication to her today with all of our hearts in honor of Saint Joseph in this year of Saint Joseph. Praise be Jesus and Mary.